If you have ever had a divorce, been through a divorce, maybe planning on a divorce, you definitely want to pay attention to what Ted Jenkin with Oxygen Financial is about to tell you. But first, let's quickly just tap on your guest at the Guns N' Roses show last night, Stephen.
Yes.
Mr. Theodore.
Theodore.
And we were talking about all of our outfits that we wore to the rock show last night, because instead of focusing on the great music, we decided to become the fashion police.
Mm-hmm. And you brought your lovely wife, Jenna.
Yes, I did. She had a great time.
Yeah, Jenna was there.
She slutted out like the rest of our wives?
Yeah. A little bit.
That's what you do, man. It's so awesome. Isn't it?
She had exposed shoulders, which I thought was great.
And yeah.
She had some kind of angel wings like across her chest, which I thought was great.
Those are your cool hands, shirt. Steve.
Sorry, I'm just using my hands to show where her angel wings were. But, you know, and I thought, you know, and my wife dressed not so concert-y, but I didn't mess with it. She just doesn't have those kind of clothes. But I'm like, just do what you do.
What was the shirt you're wearing?
But Ted was wearing a cool shirt. You got to explain it. I thought it was the Stray Cats.
Well, yeah, I had a sort of like a cat on there, and it said Stray Cats. It's a black shirt, and it had a picture of a cat. And
so did you go through your dresser, and you're like, I got to find me a rock shirt. I'm just going to grab my Stray Cats shirt. Like,
no, I've got a couple of just black t-shirts from Target, you know, that are basically like $7. But this shirt I had picked up at Lucky Brand years ago. It's a Lucky Brand shirt. They have like a whole bin of all these different shirts you can get down there and print. So yeah,
you get Steely Dan, you get Triumph. There's all kinds of cool Lucky shirts. And you went with this one, Pump It Up.
I went.
Love this song.
The theme song.
I had a CD on it. It's a compilation CD. I sing this all the time.
When you were at a gun show, do you not just think Brian Setzer?
I was
Seltzer? Seltzer?
Say Seltzer.
Seltzer?
Seltzer.
He had that big, what do they call those big guitars? What is this?
A Gibson?
No. They're called like steel something. It's a, you know, those big old.
Boy, you shouldn't have brought this up. We should have. The one dude in the band was playing one with Motley Crue.
Yes!
The short dude with the black hair.
Thank you. We're talking about Guns N' Roses last
time. Some dude is going to call us and rip us for not knowing what type of guitar that
was. I'll ask my 15-year-old, the guitar expert. All right, Ted. So, Ted, you've noticed that Bailey and Southside, this fine radio program.
It's something caster.
Is now getting some women involved. Chicks dig us.
We have quite a bit of people that come into the office from the show. Women, a lot of women are listening to the show.
Hugs last night were 50-50. Lots of women digging the show. And I was introducing Ted, and they know about him.
So the chicks are digging the show. So you got to kind of ride the line sometimes with your topic of conversation. And this one would definitely be riding the line. This would be a 50-50 split, because that's usually what happens in a divorce. So you want to talk about, if this does happen to you, smart money moves post-divorce, correct?
Yeah, I mean, we get a lot of people that come in, actually some men, but a lot of women as of late, too, that they've gotten divorced, and now you're trying to pick up the pieces in part two of your life or the next phase of your life. And, you know, after you get the dust settles and you get moved on, you start thinking about your finances, because you don't know if you're going to get married again, or you got responsibilities. And so I put together some tips, because we're getting quite a bit of this right now from listeners.
All right.
We need them.
Tip number one. So.
I don't.
One of the biggest ones that I talk to people about is looking at your beneficiary designations, because you might have put your ex, your spouse or partner on your life insurance or your 401k plan as the beneficiary. Well, now you're divorced, and unless the court says that you've got to keep them on as a beneficiary of something, are you going to make it your kids, or now you're going to change it back to
Or you forget.
Well, that's what I'm saying. A lot of people do, and they just don't change it. And guess what? If you die, that money's going to go wherever you're put on as a beneficiary.
When you're settling, because I've never been through one, and I never will.
Just ask me.
But yeah, Bailey has. When you go through that, is that a part of it? I know that income and property and things are divided up in a divorce, but I had no idea that a judge could tell you to leave people on as beneficiary.
Well, it happens a lot on life insurance, because let's just say that you get divorced, and the court says you got to keep $500,000, $1 million of life insurance, because if you die, how's the child support still going to come for the kids, okay. or there was some agreement about college education, so you've got to leave that life insurance on, because if you die, that income's not going to be there anymore.
Also, with 401ks, if anybody's getting a divorce, you want to, and I know sometimes it's tough and you got to heat with the significant other, but you want to try to make it as amicable as possible, because you don't want one or the other to go after your 401k. That was my biggest fear of my divorce, even though it was amicable. You know, if she wanted any of that money, because you get hit with that big 30%+
right.
on the money that exists, and then they take whatever percentage out of it. I've seen it happen a couple different times.
Mm. Well, these are a lot of people when they are getting, you know, divorced. It's tough to have that discussion, but they call this a qualified domestic relations order, which is a way to get half the 401k but not pay any tax. So if a couple splits, and that is part of the assets, one of the spouse or the other can get half that 401k without having any taxes if they settle it right through the divorce.
Because you have to think that in a lot of people's situation, the most money that they have is in their 401k.
Oh, I think that's
besides
the case.
Their house, yeah.
Totally, so, that's the case.
All right, give us another one.
Look, so the other big one on here, frankly, is credit score. I know that you think you probably know where all of your spouse's or partner's credit cards are and everything that they have out there. Sometimes you don't even know where all the bank accounts are, so we sometimes have to do that forensic accounting. But that's a big thing, because you may not have built up your own credit, and it was in your husband or wife's name in this case, and they built up all of the credit, and you didn't have any, and now you have to go out and buy some stuff. So if you don't have your own credit, or your credit is just shot because of the credit cards that you're on, it could be real problematic to start, you know, phase two of your life.
And or try to figure out how to pay down a debt that you didn't know about and get so many cents on the dollar, which I'm guessing you could probably help somebody out by talking to the bank.
Yeah, I mean, look, the credit cards, they're a business. If you tell them, hey, I might go bankrupt and you're going to get nothing, or we can settle out and you can get something, what are they going to do?
They're going to settle.
Or something.
I assume they would settle.
Yeah. Not all the time. Not all the time.
Every once in a while they say, screw you, we're taking you down.
Been on that phone call three different times.
Good Lord.
Oh, yeah. It's like, all right.
Not good.
They're like 35% on the dollar, 30%, 25%, 20%. You know, then you figure out somewhere in there.
Oh, yeah.
And then you're, you know, you just get dinged on your credit for about 5 years.
So do you coach people through that, or do you actually sometimes handle it for your clients?
I mean, it's best to see it, you know, before you're actually getting divorced, because it can help better. But sometimes you have to help pick up the pieces after. Call the credit card companies with our clients and say, hey, look, here's where we're at. This is what we can do.
You know what? That brings up a great point. You're being wrecked emotionally. Why do it to your bank account, too? Why not be smart, at least when it comes to money, you know?
I mean, people are in a tough state of mind. You got to realize, you know, I mean, not everybody's hoping for this to happen, right? But half the times it does happen, and you're just trying to pick up the pieces emotionally. And if kids are in the middle and thinking about who gets them what weekend or during holiday time, it can be very difficult to focus on your finances, and it can fall apart for a lot of people. Yeah.
If I may, and tell me, Ted Jenkins with Oxygen Financial, if I'm off here, but if anyone that is listening is planning on getting a divorce, and as heated as it may be, be smart about it and make sure that your finances are secure before you ask for the divorce. Make sure her name's off everything. Say you're going to invest in something and you lost all the money. Do something that she can't touch it. You know, that's what you do. You take some of the money out and put it aside. And then so when she divorces you, she...
Isn't that dishonest?
Extremely.
No, you know, I mean, Jason's making a good point. And,
see?
And, well, no, but it's important, Jason, because there are a lot of women especially, although this can happen to men as well, that when you split the assets, sometimes one spouse takes all the cash and the other one says, just let me keep the home. And the problem is that after a while, if your alimony runs out, your child support runs out, and now you still have this mortgage and this property, you don't really have any cash to retire on, right? You have the property, but you don't have cash. And a lot of people get stuck with the house and not the assets, or vice versa.
Well, that's where you use a Guns N' Roses concert and go out and find yourself a sugar daddy.
That's why I suggest that every man should have a gold bar in a safe. So if they ever get divorced, they will at least have a gold bar to show for it, and never tell a woman that you have it.
See, I'm the most honest married guy. My wife knows where everything is.
Oh, that's your fault.
I have zero secrets.
No, that's your fault.
Really?
Oh, yeah.
You're not. But when you get
married.
Oh,
when you get divorced, you're going to regret this.
No, I'm not getting divorced.
Oh, yes, you will.
No. I'm ready to have kids.
Yeah, well, you can get a divorce with kids. It happens all the time, right, Ted?
It's much more costly with the kids, just so you know. It's much more costly.
You need to have a sneaky account in the Bahamas.
Sneaky account. I already brought up, can we adopt 10-year-olds and just get it going? But now we want to have them. But all right, those are great tips. If anybody's out there thinking about getting divorced.
Or you're not thinking about it. It just happens. Or if it's happened to you, then the question is, you know, how do you get on to phase two and make sure that you secure your own future? Because you don't know what's going to happen.
Well, they say and I didn't believe it until I experienced it, and it was true, that it takes 3 to 5 years to recover from a divorce. And I was like, that's not going to happen to me because it was amicable. And it did. Financially, it took 3 to 5 years to recover from the divorce. Because after you get divorced, you go out, spend money on stupid stuff. You get back into the dating world. You're buying hookers. You know, all kinds of weird stuff.
Or Lucky Brand shirts with stray cats on them.
Tips Lucky Brand. 3 and 4. Buy hookers. Sugar Daddy at the Guns N' Roses concert. That's on the list.
So. That would be my advice.
And if you want a new woman in your life, buy a V-neck stray cat shirt from Lucky Brand.
Oxygen Financial,
you
baby.
You didn't comment on the chain, though. I had a nice chain.
I did. I told him he had on a necklace.
How many?
One.
Oh, so you're just one chain.
He only owns one. Hey, Guns N' Roses bought out a shop. I've never seen so many chains around guys' necks. Dude, but Ted, you look good. You were rock starring.
Well, thank you.
Ted Jenkins, one chains?
One chain.
One chains? All right, Ted, how can people find you and get the rest of the tips that you
have?
Well,
if you're going through troubled times or you need help after divorce or you're thinking about going through one, you need to get some financial assistance, go to oxygenfinancial.net and we'll straighten you out.
All right, hold on. Let me correct you. Sorry. It's not troubled times. Divorces are a blessing in disguise. Don't look at it as a negative. You look at it as another door opening to a positive future. All right. So
one person, maybe the other one's just crushed.
For the whole family.
And how about the kids? The poor kids.
Time heals the heart. Suck it up.
A lot of times it's better for the kids.
Sometimes you got to split dogs.
You're not getting a divorce if you're happy, you know? So you just get out of it. It's a positive thing. I think the
only thing divorce doesn't hurt are cats.
I can't stand when people look at divorces as negatives. They're positives.
You should still go to oxygenfinancial.net. If you're going through a positive times, there you go. A divorce. Yeah. Still go to oxygenfinancial.net.
Positive divorces with Ted.